Us yesterday about os aleph and os beis, we discussed the idea of chipazon, that when a person begins his trying to fight the yetzer hara, it should be done bechipazon, it should be done with great energy and enthusiasm, and that's just like the inertia to overcome the yetzer hara. And then the second thing we discussed was the idea of saying brachas, that mitzvahs are not simply to do mitzvahs, they're to build a relationship, to be aware that a kadosh baruch hu is standing in front of you. So the bracha just kind of focuses you, configures you to pay attention that you're about to do something more than just a mitzvah. You're supposed to connect to Hashem. And that's why we say, Baruch Ata Hashem, we talk to Hashem directly, but then he kind of disappears. Elkinu Melech, he's a king. So we can only speak to Hashem only momentarily as a direct being. But the idea is to just focus before we do any mitzvah. With the bracha helps us have that focus. So now today in Oz Gimel, we don't have this farm yet, but I'll read it slowly. So he writes at Iker Kriyashma Kabbalas Ol Mechus Shemaim V'Ol Torah Mitzvahs. The essence, the idea, the purpose of Kriyashma is in order for a person to accept upon himself the Malchus Shemaim, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the King of the world, and the burden, the weight, the keeping of the Torah, the Mitzvahs. Gemara and Brachos tells us. He says, V'tzarach B'yom V'layla, we need to say Shema both during the daytime and nighttime. V'lo B'bok of Erev, he says, not the morning and nighttime, that's not what the Pasuk says. Like the Gemara says, when you wake up and when you go to sleep, or when you go to sleep and when you wake up. Why is that? Why is the focus not on day versus night? Why is it about sleeping and waking up? So he explains that the reason why we gave these time frames of sleeping and waking up, daytime and nighttime are changes in the world, in nature. Now the world changes. The sun sets, the sun rises. It's not a change in me. So Hayadai b'Kabbalah Achas L'Shneim says because it's tzaddik, it's enough. A person just said Shema once, you can recognize Hashem's changing of the world. You don't need to say it twice. But the focus is not about Hashem changing the world. He says the focus is on us. He says Rak mipnei shehashinuyim sheba adam. We're trying to focus on our change, our perspective. Sheba yom come during the daytime. We get up. We wake up. Ve'osik b'malachto. We wake up every single morning, we say Shema, we go to work, we go to learn. And that's why we need Tzarech Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemaim. We need to be Mekabel Hashem, Mekabel Malchus Shemaim every morning. Shekol Ma'asav Yu L'Shem Shemaim. The reason why we say Shema in the beginning of the day when we wake up is to have that entire day have the focus that we're doing this L'Shem Shemaim. And he quotes a Gemara in Erevin that says, Anu Anan Pa'alei Diyamama. We are day workers, which means it's referring to those who learn all day long. People who work and who learn, the learners are kpo'alim ha'osim malacha. That when a worker goes to work, he knows who he's working for. He knows his boss. He knows his employer. That's very clear to him. He knows who's paying the bills. So when a person's learning as well, anan pa'ale yimama, we're just like day workers who are learning. We also have to have that same awareness that we're working, that shekol ma'aseim la'adam. Have that focus that when we're learning and doing mitzvahs, it's not just we're doing it for ourselves, but we're doing it, we're working for an adam, we're working for a master. V'afilu birkas hamazon, as we know, the benching is mekatzer b'shvil avodasa. That when a person's working, he's being paid per hour, and if he's going to bench for 10 minutes, he's going to take away from the time he's working for the master. We cut the benching short. We knock out the fourth bracha, tova meitav. We don't say that. Why? Because we're working on someone else. We have an employer here, and we're his eved. So the focus has to be not only when working in a job, but even working for Avodas Hashem, he points out, you have to be aware that there's a master, there's an Adon, and we're working for him. And he says, so that's the focus. When we say Shema in the morning, the point is that today, Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemaim, we're working for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He'll say, when we look at Oz Dalta, he gets further into this. But finishing off Oz Gimel, he says, that's the daytime focus, that we're working for Hashem. But Laila, why do we say Shema at nighttime? Eish Shechiva. When we're about to go to sleep, we say Shema a second time. When we're going to sleep, we're going to relax, we're going to unwind. Tzarech gam kein kabbalas ol malchus shemaim. We also have to be makabla on ourselves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchus. Shegam b'shach shichpo al mitasa. Even when we're sleeping, when we're on our bed, yada lufnei mihu shochev. We have to know in front of whom are we sleeping. Kamo shekasev b'hagan, the Rama writes, shvisa Hashem l'negdei samid. Even when we're sleeping, and he writes, v'zeh malacha yoser gedola. To have that awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being present while you're sleeping is a much harder avoda to accomplish during the day. During the daytime, we're conscious, we're aware, we have to just remind ourselves that Hashem's with us. At nighttime, when we're sleeping, it's a much harder avoda, he says. He says, Kemo sheshemati b'zeh al-pasuk v'yachalom Yaakov shemechalomos nikar malas adam. What a person dreams about, what your ideas are, what your dreams are, your daydreams and your nightdreams, that tells us, that's indicative of what you think about during the daytime. He says a person's awareness, he says that if a person's mind is not focused on being a better person, being more learning, more chesed, then his ideas, his dreams won't be that way either. He quotes in the bottom here, he quotes Machshavos Charetz in Os Tes, no one has it in front of them. He writes, Shemati, I heard, Rabbi Rebonim Pshischa, Da halomos heim bir ha'adam b'ma me'amke levavo shikun. A person's dreams is in essence indicative of what he thinks about, what's in the deepest parts of his mind and his heart, what he thinks about. V'yakov avinu lava shalom, who hadavak be'emes be'lokim chayim. Yaakov Avinu was so connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'sharas midas hadvekas, his attachment to Hashem, that his dreams were about dreaming about malachim going up and down. Those were his dreams. The question is, what are our dreams? The idea is, what do we think about during the daytime? We're serving Hashem, but when we have free time, what are our big plans? What are our big ideas? Are we trying to learn more? We're trying to do greater chesed, how we can help people out, how we can be better people, how we can make our children better. There's an incredible ma'isa. They talk about Chassam Sofer when he's a young boy, at the age of 10 or 11. He was in Eloy. So his father, instead of telling him bedtime stories, his father would tell him, ask him shilas. Tzarech Iyun, like Rabbi Kiv Eger type of shilas. That his father wouldn't know the answer to. His father was also a massive Talmud Chacham. So before he'd go to sleep, he'd say, okay, there's a kasha here, Tosas and Makos says this, and Rabbi Kiv Eger has this shila on this, what's pshat? Chassam Sofer would go to sleep, and often he'd wake up with an answer. Because his neshama would go somehow to the yeshiva shamala, he'd get the answer and come down and be aware of that. So that is a level that we can't reach. But what are you thinking about during the daytime will clearly impact what you dream about. I spoke about this in Tisha B'Av. Mechtam Eliyahu quotes a beautiful idea that the singular way to attack the Yetzer Hara, the singular way, he says, this is the most important way to fight the Yetzer Hara, is the Koach HaDimyon. What do you imagine? What do you think about? What are your ideas? Are your ideas about what kind of tennis player you're going to be? What type of basketball player you're going to be? What you're going to? How much money you're going to make? Are those your big dimyonos? Or are your dimyonos about what you could accomplish in Limud Torah, in Chesed, in Mitzvahs? And if you have those thoughts during the daytime, then you're going to dream about. And if you dream about those, then that's something a person could achieve. It's actually a beautiful Chassam Sofer. Those who want to take a look, this week's Parsha. And Chayesara talks about what does Chayesara mean? Shnei Chayesara. So he talks about Shnei could also not only mean years, but could mean two. That Sari Menu lived two lives. She lived a life Bayom, and she lived a life Balayla. Takum Ba'olayla, she was somehow living. Even though she was sleeping, she was still dreaming of big accomplishments, Balayla. And he goes on to explain about David HaMelech, who was up all night. But the idea is to live and be aware of Hashem, both Bayom, Bein Balayla. And then he writes to the end here, with this idea, Tadikim Ma'atim Shinis Paru came. Only few people were able to accomplish such levels. Doesn't mean we shouldn't try, but this is a high level. Lachain, nitna bracha hayesera la'arvis shu hashkivenu l'shalom. And that's the reason why there's a bracha of hashkivenu, we say at light nighttime, because we need this added chizik, we need this added awareness that even when we go to sleep, we have to somehow be conscious of HaKadosh Baruch Hu awareness even in our dreams. That's the first point. So again, the first lesson today is to try to dream about big accomplishments. When you have downtime, when you're driving a long drive, don't think about the World Series games, don't think about the basketball games, think about what you could do to accomplish more in this world in Yiddishkeit. That's one. Number two is a short piece here. Ozdal will finish with this. He says, Mitzvah Rishona, Shinaschai Adam, Kishinasa Adam Ben Yud Gimel Shana. There's a big question in one of the fun questions they ask, what's the first mitzvah a person is going to be in the time he's bar mitzvah? So some say, what do you mean? Emunah b'Hashem. He believes in Hashem. That's the first thing. Bitachon. So many say that Shema at nighttime is the first mitzvah. He becomes bar mitzvah. Now it's nighttime and he says Shema. That's this first mitzvah. So he says, that's the Mitzvah Rishona, Kriyashma Ba'arvis. Kihu, Brachos Daf, and Brachos Rak, Brachos Achas, rather, Brachos Echad, rather, Kihu, Shema, and Brachos are the same idea, he says. Why? What's the idea? How come Maseches Brachos starts with Kriyashma? Because the idea of a Bracha, we discussed yesterday, and the idea of Kriyashma are both the same idea. We said before that Brachos yesterday was to help you focus on what you're about to do. You're about to do a mitzvah to build a relationship with Hashem. And now we just discussed earlier that Kriyashma is there to be aware of Hashem as well. So it's the same idea, bracha and shema. But he says the following idea. Rak, shehabrachas bifrat hamaisim, vizu bichlal akomaisa kima, akomaisa shchiva. What that means is, Shema is the klal. When I say, wake up in the morning, I say Shema, that Kabbalah al-Mulch HaShemayim is going to last the entire day period for the next 12 hours. Befrat, each brach I say will be specific. Let me hone in now. So I already started my day off with the Kabbalah al-Mulch HaShemayim. When I'm about to eat my breakfast, I say Baruch HaMotzi. I'm about to eat this, I say Mazonos, I say Ha'etz. Those are befrat, again, refocusing, making sure I'm reminded of HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single day. It reminds me of there's a Taz that writes, there's a famous question of Tosos in Brachos about how come you say a Baruch of Leishev each time you come in and out of the Sukkah. But Birchas HaTorah, you say one for the entire day. It's a big hefsek. I'm learning now. I'm going to go to work. I'll learn hopefully later at night. There's a big gap between the brach in the morning and the brach at night. There's a big hefsek. So the Taz has this idea that all day long, when I'm fulfilling mitzvahs, I'm following halacha, I'm saying brachas, I'm saying asher yatzar, I'm keeping my my books properly, I'm honest in business, all of those moments throughout the day are little reminders of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's like little blinks. Hashem's with us. So the brachas that we say and all the halachas we keep are befrat. Shema is bechlal, the entire morning, the entire day, and befrat each particular ma'isa through the brachas. The yalef, we learn this from mibriyaso shel olam, from the creation of the world, le'inin kabbalos olmuchos shemayim, de bereisha chashucha, that we know by he erev vayivoker. First there was nighttime, it was darkness. By bereisha chashucha, there was darkness. Tzarech kabbalos olmuchos shemayim, we need to accept Hashem in the darkness. Af mitoch hachoshech, even when it's dark, even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden, even when we go to work where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence may not be as relevant and not as apparent, I should say, v'askalas v'eder ha'maisim, and there's a hiddenness during the darkness of either actual darkness or just darkness of times of people's lives. So we have to start off by finding the light in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the darkness. V'asofo l'kayma ba'osher, but if we do that ba'erev, then the daytime we're going to wake up with osher, with wealth, with great accomplishments. V'nuhura d'yomer, we're going to be zocha to the light of the day. This is all just a mashal of darkness of people's lives to the light of people's lives. The hasag habrura, with the clarity, sha'idei zeh, nimshach hamaisa. So again, if we start off by saying Shema, starting off our night times with a Shema, a big bang, and we have big dreams, we could bring the light that during the daytime we'll be able to achieve wonderful things. So again, the two lessons I guess from today is, when you daydream, when you think about big accomplishments, don't think about your accomplishments in tennis, in basketball, whatever you like to do. That's also nice, but it should be about what you could accomplish in Limud Torah and Avodas Hashem. And secondly, that these moments of the brachas and the mitzvahs we do throughout the day are reminders, little bings from Hashem, that I'm with you, to Baruch HaTah Hashem. There's that relationship with the Kadosh Baruch. Okay, everybody, have a wonderful day.